We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to the AMR studio at Petco Park. A couple minutes ago, we were talking about D. Gordon of the Marlins. Good news for him. Ken Rosenthal tweeting a few moments ago that his source tells him no ligament damage and no break in the left thumb. The hope is that the dislocation will sideline him only for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, 15-day DL.
There you go. Best case scenario maybe for D. Gordon. But still, stop sliding head first into first base.
That would be the one way to not to lose 2 weeks of your season.
Exactly. The Marlins will be here in about 2 weeks. So we'll see if he's back.
Ooh, we might see him.
You never know. All right, let's return to the Padres and return to trade talk. Dennis Lynn of the Union Tribune joins us on the Cholula Hotline. You wrote a really interesting story yesterday. He talked to the Padres' lead investor, Peter Seidler, and had some very strong quotes about the trade deadline approaching and sort of what the organizational philosophy is at this point. And Dennis, he didn't seem to hedge. I mean, as I'm reading the quotes in your article yesterday.
No, not at all. I think those were, that's a good way to describe it, pretty strong wording, although I think in about a month we'll find out exactly, hopefully, what their definition of fire sale or not having a fire sale is. I think this is an organization that obviously did a lot of goodwill over the offseason, make all those moves, and built us real excitement in San Diego. So to tear it down right away might not be the way they want to go. Well, actually, I know that's not the way they want to go. At the same time, they have some pieces they can definitely sell off. They've also got some pieces who are controllable, Will Myers, Derek Norris. I don't see guys like that going anywhere. So even if they do move a lot of guys somewhere else, they still got guys this year that will probably, you know, not really qualify as a full rebuild.
Yeah, Dennis, I think you got two or three guys that are going to be free agents anyway. So, I mean, if they left, I don't think it'd be really a surprise, even if all three, and I'm talking about Will Venable, Ian Kennedy, Upton. I mean, if those three weren't re-signed, that wouldn't surprise me. You start moving pitchers and doing some different things, it kind of depends on what you get for them then.
Yeah. Some of these guys like Upton, especially, 1 year, they knew going in, this might be a 1 year rental or less, or, they hope that, he'd consider, re-signing here, or signing an extension. Right now, that looks unlikely, but you have to think that when, AJ Preller set down his ownership that, hey, these are some of the guys might be targeting. He also said, in case this doesn't work out, we can, trade some of these guys at the deadline and try to recoup some of the value we lost when we gave up a lot of the farm system.
A lot of moves that could be made, and we're all sort of waiting and seeing what actually happens. Dennis Lynn is on the Cholula Hotline. He's on Twitter, of course, at Dennis T. Lynn. Don't forget the T. Yeah, we know all about that.
We know all about that.
Dennis, you've been with the team, obviously, on the road in St. Louis, in Pittsburgh, and now Arlington. I mean, what's the mood of the group, would you say, as you get to spend a little bit of time in the clubhouse?
If you look at the margin of, I guess, losses, they've had, it's all been, one run, two run, three runs, mostly one run losses here. That's pretty deflating after a while. So, right now this hasn't gone, right in almost, every facet besides the pitching. And even, last night with Ian Kennedy, giving up back-to-back home runs, walking back to that guy in his final inning. That's obviously not something you want at all. When you're trying to snap a five-game losing skid. So it's been very tough for them. I think with the new manager coming in, everyone's trying to feel each other out still. So it's a little confusing time, but these guys are definitely a long way from those first 15 games of the season when everything seemed to be going right.
Yeah, Dennis, I just sense a lot of tension, not between the players, just in their own efforts. I think a lot of guys are pressing and, and all the wrong things instead of just taking a step back and take a deep breath and relax a little bit and just play the game. And I think some individuals going out there trying to fix themselves rather than that team approach day in and day out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree. If you look at the runners and scoring position averages across the board, I can't remember the last time they had, more than one or two hits. With runners in scoring position again, they've both been offers. So that right there just tells you about the tension there. They're not really coming through when they need to. And, what makes it kind of like 2014 is they are pitching a lot better in general. You know, aside from last night, these guys are turning it around, but they just can't put it all together.
I mean, even last night though, they held it together. You know, it's not like Texas ended up scoring 8-9 runs or anything like that. It's 4-1, and you can come back from 4-1, just not if you're over 7 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of times when you're 0-3, you know, 1-3, 0-2. With runners in scoring position, giving you a pretty good indication of what's going on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah. No.
And then that's a scary thing to me, Dennis, is when I see that. And you know, it is tough. I know we changed managers, and I don't think that's just really bode that well for the 25-man roster. I haven't seen, you know, you hope maybe changing the manager, like we, you know, AJ talked about a different voice, and I don't think that's panned out so far.
Yeah, it's definitely been an uphill climb for Pat Murphy and for the players too. I mean, he's still, you know, I think he likes to use the phrase, you know, trying to make soup, and he's trying a bunch of different ingredients. I mean, you see Derek Norris lead off for 4 games, and he goes, I think 3-for-18 with no walks, and then Will Middlebrooks is at shortstop today. I mean, this is midseason, right around the trade deadline, and they're experimenting with a lot of things because they're trying to stack over all their holes. And right now, this is something you prefer to do in spring training, but they're trying to make all these moves in midseason, and it's just not conducive to a winning environment right now.
Are you do you sense that we could be very, very active the last 2 weeks of July?
Yeah, I think so.
I do too.
Before the All-Star break, you're obviously not going to see anything. Just nothing. Still going to be a Padre at the All-Star game, being their alum representative. But these final 2 weeks, the Padres are really, you know, well positioned to kind of rule the trade market if they want to, because they've got arms. They've got, you know, Justin Upton, who could be the top available guy, or probably is the top available guy in the market. And then they've got a couple of bullpen guys, and you know, they really are in position to, you know, make a ton of moves, and knowing AJ, and especially looking at what he did in the winter, I think we could see kind of, not the reverse of that, but he's going to do, you know, quite a bit coming up in the next 2 weeks.
The question I posed to people yesterday, Dennis, and I'll let you have a crack at it, just for fun, gentleman's, you know, bet kind of situation. Over under 3 trades made by the Padres this month, 3 separate transactions.
So over would be 4.
Yeah.
I say over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would go with, I mean, they've got Randy laid it out. They have all those free agents, and that's, you know, that kind of puts you almost right there. So, yeah, I would say over.
And, you know, and also you can move some guys. I mean, in the back of your mind, right now we've lost a lot of our talent in the minor league. So, I mean, you're moving some of these guys, and it might not be guys you're going to see instantly here on the Major League 25-man roster, but I think you got to start, you know, building that back up as well, and this is another way to do it.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point, and I think it'll be telling to see, you know, assuming there'll be a substantial amount of maybe young or minor league talent that Preller, you know, makes a move for. It'll be interesting to see who what kind of minor leaguers he targets in those kinds of deals, and I think they'll be I'll be, you know, 6'4" with big loud tools and very athletic, because I think AJ has a type.
Yeah, we saw that in the draft.
All
huh?
I know is one of them better be able to play shortstop. That's all I can tell you, man.
Yeah, you better believe it. All right, Dennis Lynn.
They're looking.
Yeah, on Twitter, @DennisTLynn. He's at Globe Life Park in Arlington. Appreciate you taking a couple of minutes for us, and enjoy the game tonight, man. Thanks.
All right, thanks very much.
Thanks, Dennis.
All right, that's Dennis Lynn on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Let me read those quotes for you from his story yesterday from Peter Seidler. And Peter is the lead investor for the Padres ownership group. Here's one. It's not in our DNA to have a fire sale and to tear down. It is in our DNA to make good business moves and good baseball moves. And organizationally, I think that's what we expect to happen right now, next year, the year after, and the years beyond.
Yes. And I never even thought about a fire sale.
Well, Jesse, people have thrown it out there.
It's
happened
that
here quite a few times.
Well, sure. But yeah. not with this ownership and where the franchise is right now, I'm not buying a fire sale right now. That's not the answer.
He says, intellectually, I understand why some franchises in baseball and in other sports will tear down to the bone and try to get high draft picks with the hope that in 3 years you can build up. We think we're smarter to put all of our energy into competing year after year. We think that's what the fans want. We think that's what San Diego wants. And we know that's what we want.
And I agree. And, I want this group to have the opportunity to get a couple more drafts and develop. I mean, do a better job developing some of our younger players.
Yeah.
And then that's going to give them a couple of years to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, and nobody has, as a fan, you don't have that much patience. Especially like right now.
Yeah, it's low.
Look at the positives. Well, would you please give me one? Hard to find positives right now when you're in a losing streak. You're only one game ahead of the Rockies right now.
Yeah.
For fifth place, for heaven's sakes.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you'll play the Rockies.
We're a better ball club than the Rockies. We play them as soon as we come back from the break.
Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right here at Petco Park. All right, we'll take a break, come back, talk about tonight's starting pitcher, James Shields. We will talk about him pitching, and we'll talk about how he fits into this trade deadline conversation, because his name is now out there. Buster Olney has thrown James Shields' name into the ring, and so we'll discuss that when we come back. Padres Social Hour, presented by United.